The Gun Doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour today, this Tuesday, June 16, 2026 edition, third hour. The budget is basically on hold while the governor is out of the state. Nothing happening with Speaker Matt Hall being able to sit down and negotiate directly with the governor. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, not even in the process. This budget, which is supposed to be turned in before July 1st, is going to be done completely between Republican Speaker of the House Matt Hall and the Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer will tell the Democrats in the state Senate what to do. Well, with her not being here, the budget is not even part of the discussion all of this week, even though the legislators are back in session today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Well, in the meantime, interesting lawsuit gets filed. Gun rights organizations have filed a lawsuit asking a federal judge to strike down Michigan's handgun licensing system, arguing that local law enforcement agencies have simply too much discretion to deny residents the abilities to purchase a handgun. The lawsuit was filed Sunday in the United States District Court. This is a federal district court, seeking a declaration that Michigan's firearm licensing, reporting, and forfeiture laws violate the Second and the 14th Amendments in the U.S. Constitution. Seeks a declaration to basically put a stop to these laws. The plaintiffs also want the state ordered to destroy or seal firearm ownership records connected to the lawsuits for individual plaintiffs. The case was filed by members of the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, Michigan Gun Owners, Michigan Open Carry, as well as the National Rifle Association of America. At the very center of the lawsuit is Michigan's license to purchase process, which generally requires individuals to obtain approval from a local law enforcement agency before being able to purchase a pistol through a private sale. According to the lawsuit's complaint, Michigan's licensing system is unconstitutional because it allows police departments to deny applications based on very vague standards, such as whether an applicant may pose a danger to themselves or others. The lawsuit states that Michigan's license to purchase law is fraught with a whole slate of unconstitutional practices that violate procedural due process. The plaintiffs argue the licensing scheme fails the test that was established by the United States Supreme Court's decision back in 2022 when they heard the case New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, which held that the modern firearm regulations must be consistent with the nation's historical tradition of gun regulations. The lawsuit also contends the law violates due process protections because applicants are not provided a meaningful appeal process and may not receive notice of the specific reasons why they were disqualified or denied a license to purchase. Furthermore, the plaintiffs argue that the state's licensing requirement is redundant because firearm purchasers already undergo a federal background check through the National Federal Instant Criminal Background Check System. Well, several of the plaintiffs have cited personal experiences with the licensing process. Dean Moser, one of the plaintiffs, alleges that the Troy Police Department in Oakland County denied his application based on a prior police contact involving an unsubstantiated suspect. A subsequent application submitted to the Battle Creek Police Department was denied because Troy had previously denied him, even though Moser passed a federal background check, according to the lawsuit. Others, Thomas Overly, alleges that he was denied a license by the Kentwood Police Department. Another plaintiff, David Rainey, claims that the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office refused to allow him to submit an application because he was not a county resident. Reagan Jackson alleges the Walker Police Department denied her application because she had applied to other law enforcement agencies beforehand. Well, the lawsuit names defendants include Attorney General Dana Nessel, Michigan State Police Director Colonel James F. Grady II, Kalamazoo County Sheriff Richard Fuller III, and the cities of Battle Creek, Troy, Kentwood, Walker, and the police chief of those communities. The lawsuit asked the court to permanently block enforcement of the challenged statutes and declare Michigan's pistol licensing system unconstitutional. Very, very interesting lawsuit, and it's filed in the U.S. District Court at the federal level. So depending on which judge gets assigned the case will depend on the verdict, I'm sure. So we'll continue to follow this, watch it, and let you know when things change and what happens. Let's see. Do I want to do this story? Yeah, this really doesn't have statewide interest or appeal. Let's go back to this story here. I jumped over this one. This was the budget story I wanted to follow up with. It moved me down to the other story about the lawsuit. Michigan Associations of Counties, Michigan Municipal League, and the Michigan Townships Association issued a joint statement yesterday urging the legislature to pass a full budget by July 1st, and that big issues like property tax reform should wait. There is insufficient opportunity to fully negotiate, analyze, and vet sweeping changes to Michigan's property tax system or local zoning authorities, the statement read. Both issues involve complex fiscal, legal, and operational considerations that will have long-term consequences for every Michigan community. Finding effective solutions to significant policy questions requires transparency, stakeholder engagement, fiscal analysis, and careful consideration of potential impacts before major changes are enacted. Earlier in the day, educators, leaders, Detroit area lawmakers, and labor officials urged the House Republicans to at least complete the school K through 12 budget by the statutory July 1st deadline, warning that the delays could create uncertainty for school districts, their staffing, and student services across Michigan. The press conference was held at the American Federation of Teachers headquarters and came days after House Speaker Matt Hall suggested lawmakers may need to pass a four-month continuing resolution if budget negotiations fail. State Representative Stephanie A. Young, Democrat of Detroit, said the possibility of delaying the budget prompted the lawmakers and the education groups to organize a rapid response event. An on-time budget provides stability. A delayed budget does exactly the opposite, said Young. Speaking alongside the other state reps, Tyrone Carter, Democrat Detroit, Tanya Myers Phillips, Detroit, Regina Weiss, Oak Park, Helena Scott, Detroit, and Veronica Paez, Democrat from Harper Woods. American Federation of Teachers Michigan President Terrence Martin said school districts need certainty to make budget decisions regarding staffing, programming, and resource decisions ahead of the upcoming school year. Without a budget by July 1st, our school districts and our superintendents and our educators certainly cannot plan and prepare properly. They will be forced to make some very tough decisions on staffing, programming, and these other items, which will affect each of our students and their ability to have an opportunity for success in the upcoming school year. Detroit Public Schools Community District Superintendent Nikolai Vitti said districts rely on state budget numbers to determine their staff levels, after-school programs, and even mental health services. We'll wrap this story up. The budget in a letter to the Republican Speaker Matt Hall. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap up this letter urging the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, to pass a full budget by July 1st, but at a bare minimum, the school aid budget. State Representative Regina Weiss accused the Speaker, Matt Hall, of laying the groundwork for another delayed budget after lawmakers failed to complete the spending plan even before the start of the fiscal year in 2025. This would be a second year in a row now that Speaker Hall is dragging out the state budget process. Representative Weiss also questioned whether a continuing resolution is even constitutional, noting that Michigan Constitution requires a balanced budget to be started before October 1st, the start of the fiscal year. Speaking later Monday in Lansing, Speaker Hall defended the possibility of a short-term extension and blamed Governor Gretchen Whitmer for being in France during the negotiating process. We need her here during this critical stage. We are in the formative moments of negotiating a deal, and she's not even in the country, let alone the state of Michigan. The speaker said his Republican caucus remains committed to funding education, including the free school meals, but insisted on any final budget agreement must include property tax relief, reject any tax increases, and no withdrawal from the state's rainy day fund. But in general, the speaker was not pushing the panic button just yet and assured the schools that they will be taken care of regardless of when a budget is signed. Look at last year, Hall said. We put record numbers of funding into education. We'll do record funding again for education this year. But for now, Democrats and education groups say lawmakers should focus on completing at least the school aid budget before pursuing policy priorities. Representative Weiss, Democrat, said that budget needs to be done, period. Well, I agree with her. But there's only one problem. What they want, as far as withdrawing money from the rainy day fund, increasing taxes, all of this is completely opposite of what the Republican majority in the House of Representatives are willing to do. So Matt Hall is just looking at what they're proposing and saying, we won't vote for any of that. Constitutionally, we have to have a budget pact, folks, complete full budget by midnight on September 30th. If that doesn't happen, state government shuts down. Shuts down? When we will already be in the process of voting for the next governor, the next U.S. Senator, Attorney General, Secretary of State, and these very same state reps and state senators. September 30th? That's 45 days within the window to start early voting for absentee ballots for the November 3rd election. Those are going to start going out the last week of September. So you're saying stroke of midnight on September 30th, we don't have a budget, we shut the government down. How are we going to fund the November 3rd general election? How are we going to conduct it? This is just pure insanity, folks. Pure insanity. So, with that, we shall see. We shall see where this goes. But again, the governor should be here, not in Paris, France. Well, supposedly they'll be back next week. And then, again, 2 weeks from tomorrow is July 1st. Just put that into perspective. Absentee ballots start going out a week from today. So if you know anybody that's getting an absentee ballot, make sure you reach out to them and inform them, educate them as to who they should consider voting for on their ballot. Critically, critically important that we get the right candidates elected on August 4th primary. So that's basically final reporting from Lansing regarding the budget. Want to remind you that we will be partying on Saturday, July 4th, down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County, right off of M-115. Grand Funk Railroad's former lead guitar, vocalist, songwriter, Mark Farner's American Band will be the main concert that evening. We have camping available at the site. For those of you who are not familiar, go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, take a look at that picture. This outdoor concert venue is about four times bigger than Pine Knob. Check it out. Go to events on the website. Get your tickets now. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old